in my kind of Zillow version.
1956.
Friday, after the oarsmen in the boat just darted forward to the attack, but maddened by yesterday's fresh irons that corroded in him, Moby Dick seemed combinedly possessed by all the angels that fell from heaven. Hot damn tamale, Ahab, I swear. The white hairs of the welded tendons overspreading his broad white forehead beneath the transparent skin looked knitted together. As head-on he came churning his tail among the boats and once more flailed them apart, spilling out irons and lances from the two these bows and that. You know, I'm tired of this thing. I think he should have ordered the damn thing different. Right here, look. From the two mates' boasts. That's two 250-milligram plastidils, I think that's talking now. Dashing in on one side the upper part of their bows, but leaving Ahab almost without a scar. I just have to say that I admire this Ahab character. First of all, then he said to him, I saw the opening maw of hell with endless pains and sorrows there, which none but they feel can tell, though I was plunging to despair. In black distress, I called on God. Moby Dick is now again steadily swimming forward. No more the way it is past the ship I am. Which does... I've read this damn book 22 times, Charlie, and I still don't understand a thing.
You saw him at the Costco Clean Air in Chino, California. You saw him the Toy Room, Reno, Nevada. You saw him at Binion's Horseshoe Club in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Now approaching the Drunken Tour.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dwarf Elvis has left the building!